This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If I were you, hey, yeah. When you wanna say yes, Jake and Amir will say no.
If I were you, hey, yeah. Trying to talk to that dime piece, but she tells you to go.
Can't seize the cheese.
Oh, 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 it's not awesome, dude.
They'll say you're acting out of line if I were you.
Oh, 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 just two coy Jews.
They'll help you make up your mind.
If I were you.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Emily and Anthony wrote that.
Are they a couple?
They are a cuckold.
Really?
Yeah.
Of themselves?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
They said they've been listening since 2014, and they don't have any SoundClouds or Bandcamps to promote, but they do have a mental health initiative.
What?
Yeah.
They are so good. You guys should have a Bandcamp.
Called calmcanvas.com. So that's Emily and Anthony's initiative. It's a mental health initiative more than anything else.
All right. Well,
did you know what that was a parody of?
It was a parody of something?
Yeah. Do you mean when you want to say yes, but you try to say no? What do you
nice.
Mean?
Yeah. Cool.
A little Bieber action.
Love Biebs.
Do you think there's a singer out there that's so good, but he's never sung, so he just doesn't know that he's good? Like if Emily just never sang.
Yeah.
Or like, elementary school does kind of force kids to sing a lot. Like you learn songs and stuff.
That's
true. And
then
for like graduations, you learn songs.
I mean, like for kindergarten through like sixth grade, music was like part of.
Yeah.
It was like a requirement. You had music, art, and gym.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
And then sometimes
I guess
that's
how you figure out who's the athlete, who's the artist, who's the musician.
Who's the mathlete, who's the fartist.
Well, math, you have to go through all the way through high school, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I didn't do math. I did music all the way. So while you were learning like algebra and stuff, I was doing flute.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did everyone in your school play recorder in third grade?
No, is that a thing?
In my school, third grade, everybody had to play recorder.
Really?
Yeah. And then in fourth grade, everybody got to choose an instrument. Yeah, and then you also, like, you could have tryouts for chorus. I tried out for chorus, didn't make it.
Of course.
And then in fourth grade, I chose the drums.
Yeah.
And I went to the music class, and the music teacher told me that I was a better fit for the sax.
They sort of priced me out. They'd be like, you know what you're a better fit for is an instrument that's too expensive and heavy for you. Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to play that. Huh, well.
Bye.
I can't legally tell you not to play an instrument, so I'll be like, you're better for the stand-up bass. You know that $4,300 thing that's 8 feet tall?
Yeah. They didn't think I had the timing to be a drummer.
Which is true, right?
You tell me. One and two and three and four.
It's hard to do that. It's even to be off rhythm like that on purpose is hard. All right, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir and I'm Jake. And
This is so. You're leaving me in the dust, Blumenfeld.
This is an advice show. People will email us at fireyshow@gmail.com. We're doing our best to read all these questions, but they're coming in fast and fierce.
Yeah, dude. And we don't have any interns anymore.
I know. That means I have to reteach myself how to read. So I'm trying to sound out some of these words, yeah. But they're so
kind of nuts
fucking
that you
long.
Forgot in a summer. You should have been reading other stuff, even like
what is conundrum? Conundrum. 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 Conundrum.
That's insane. I think you have a degenerative.
degenerative.
No, I have it too.
it's contagious. Contagious Caldwell Pope. Contagious. All right, got it. I thought it'd be fun if we answered some lady questions today.
All right.
For this is
Sadie
ladies.
Hawkins.
Yes.
All right.
Because you know what? Women can be confused too.
All right. First one's actually from a guy.
I see. But he had a sort of lady name, Casey. No, this is from a lady. Cool. It's from a lady that we'll call Rowena.
Why Rowena?
It's just streets that are in Los Angeles that remind me of female names.
Oh, cool. There was a lady named Rowena at my dad's office.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Shout out to Rowena.
Of course.
Okay. What,
are co-eds girls? Like when they're like, oh, look at those co-eds. Or is it just college students?
I guess, co-eds is like guys and girls. But you definitely do only think of girls when you hear co-ed. Or I do anyway.
Right.
That's what they use in porn.
Co-ed, yeah.
But it's just like sexy co-eds.
Yeah, but eds just means educated, like people. Co-eds.
Let's not read too far into it, unless it has to do with the question.
It doesn't. I just kept thinking about co-eds. And if it can also be a guy. All right, anyway, Rowena writes, whenever I go pick up weed from a drug dealer, he's always wanting to hold hands. At first, I thought he was trying to hand me something, so I accepted the hand, but it was empty. We just held hands for like 10 seconds, and then he let go. This was after he gave me the weed, so I just thought maybe he was trying to shake my hand, but I tried that next time, and he didn't shake back. He just squeezed my hand. What do you think it means? Should I keep letting him hold my hand, or should I cover my hands in Vaseline next time so he doesn't want to hold it? Please advise. Love, Rowena.
Okay.
That's a hand weird. Holder.
That's weird as hell, man. That's like not even a normal way to hit on somebody, which would also be unacceptable in this situation.
But isn't that a thing? Like, ooh, if you like hold hands a little bit, you can like, there's like, if there's a chemistry or a spark there, you can sort of sense it during the hold hands period.
I think so. But I also think that people are so deep in their own minds that like that guy is probably like, oh, I can feel this chemistry. It is electric.
And she's like,
this is weird as hell.
Can I use Vaseline to stop the electricity connections between our two hands?
And don't you have another drug dealer? You don't have to use that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I've never bought weed from a drug dealer. I'm always like, the times that I've smoked, it was like my friends had weed. It was never like I'm the one who's buying the weed from the dealer.
Yeah. The weirder the drugs you buy, the stranger the action.
The dealer, yeah. Because you got to be strange to like deal the weird drugs.
Yeah. It's really not fun to be the – I've had to be the guy that gets the drugs a couple times, and I very much prefer when Jeff Rosenberg does it.
Specifically Jeff.
Yeah.
Have you ever invited a drug dealer into your house?
Yeah.
They just come over and you're like, yeah, come on in.
Yeah. It's not like my favorite thing, but I have done that.
And have they ever tried to touch your hands?
No. Thankfully, as a semi-athletic white guy.
Nice.
Nobody's ever tried to hit on me or take advantage of me or intimidate or bully me.
Yeah, I guess
it's all just been fine.
Those are female problems. And now she has to she's considering covering her hands in Vaseline just so that he doesn't be a creep to her. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, I also remember coming from, I was a a small-time drug dealer in high school and a little bit in college.
And a little bit after. And then I was moving kilos of the shit.
And now
when
I mostly
was 30.
Just do like prescription pain meds, which I think is fine.
So I'm slinging Oxy to high schoolers.
But I definitely like dealt drugs to girls, and I thought that was like a way in. Like they would think that I was cool because I was dealing the drugs, and then I might be able to make out with them.
Yeah, but it's so sad that she has to cover her hands in Vaseline so he doesn't want to hold them.
Right. I'm just saying that this guy, he's 100, like it's not innocuous. He's 100% trying to hook up with you.
He's a creeper, so get drugs elsewhere.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, never been in this situation, but I feel like you don't have to do anything to your hands just so he doesn't want to hold them. You not wanting him to hold them is quite enough.
How do you, or have you ever been to a dispensary? You know, in California, weed is like borderline legal at this point. They have stores to sell them.
I have been to a dispensary.
And?
That's fine. I bet the clerk there won't try to hold your hand.
Is it an easy thing? Is it basically just like walking into Target, but it was just weed products everywhere?
I guess it's closer to walking into like a Spencer's Gifts.
Oh, I see. So it's still a little funky.
Yeah.
It's it still like, smells a little weird.
It's not like a chill store. At least, I bet there's going to eventually be some like, you know, really sleek little artisan.
Yeah. Hipster weed dispensaries.
Like the wheelhouse of weed.
Yeah. The weed house.
But for right now, it still seemed kind of like psychedelic stoner weirdos.
Right. It's like the weird places that used to sell bongs now also sell weed.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of like a coffee shop that also sells weed.
I mean, there are some places that it's fully illegal. I think in like Washington State. And,
you can fully legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just like, no. Here it's like you sort of need a weed card, but it's kind of also fine, I guess.
Right. You can like get one online from a doctor on Skype that you tell, you just say, oh, I feel anxious, and then he writes you a prescription. All right. So get weed elsewhere is the advice there.
Or just tell him no next time he tries to hold your hand.
Yeah.
Just pull it away. That's fine.
All right. Here's another one. We'll call this lady. I was about to say the street you live on. What's a female sounding street?
Which is a very
name?
Masculine sounding street.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I was thinking of a different name.
Oh.
I was thinking of Wren.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you don't live on Wren.
No, I don't.
Yeah. all right. Wren writes, my boyfriend is jealous of my gay best friend. Now I get that me and my friend are probably closer than normal friends. We've known each other for a long time and have told that we're more soulmates than friends. But it's gotten to the point where my boyfriend told me he doesn't want to hear me mentioning my best friend's name or ever name ever again when we're hanging out. I mean, I understand his frustrations, but still doesn't change the fact that my best friend is hella gay and we're just friends. So what should I do, guys? Me and my friend have goals to create something great together. I know you guys are great and work together too. Have you ever been in a situation like this? Should I respect my boyfriend's wishes or drop him? Because as my idols, the Spice Girls once said, if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
That's true.
Anything is helpful. Love what y'all do. Love, Wren.
This is so weird. I think you got to nip this in the bud right now.
Yeah, fucking don't see your gay-ass friend anymore. Your boyfriend sort of doesn't allow it, and I'm sort of on his team. If you really wanted to hang out with your gay best friend, then you can do it without being in a fucking relationship. I think she's hooking up with a guy. I really think they're hooking
you
up.
You are the boyfriend.
Huh? I figured you would help me.
Wren? You're cheating on me
at the very least emotionally, hanging out with this guy.
It's funny because, like, the guy doesn't realize, if he is the jealous type, he doesn't realize how good he has it, that this girl's best friend is gay and not interested in her.
Yeah, it could be like, a straight guy.
Yeah, we definitely get questions where it's like, I'm just friends with this guy, but, like, you know, you could think that that guy has a crush on her. So even if she's not interested in him, he's got ulterior motives. And they're like,
yeah,
this is purely a friendship. You have nothing to worry about. And if he's still jealous, you should be like, fuck this dude.
Right.
Because that's just like a little peek into his psyche, and it's and he's
yeah. Imagine if you hang out with a straight guy. God forbid.
Yeah, it's, this dude's too jealous to be in a relationship.
Do you think he would be this way if the best friend was a lesbian woman?
Oh, interesting.
Because at that point, she could have a crush on her, but...
he's more jealous about the penis.
Yeah, the fact that it's a dude, like, just triggers him to the point where he's like, I have to put my foot down. I don't even want to hear you talk about him.
That's so weird.
Don't say his name.
Right. That's also tied to the fact that you're, like, doing something creative that you feel passionate about with this person. So, by extension, your boyfriend is now like, I don't want to hear about your creative endeavors with Tucker.
Guys,
it makes my blood boil.
It's definitely Tucker.
To hear you being creatively fulfilled with Tucker.
Why can't you be creatively fulfilled with me? Shit, I play the recorder. Let's write a fucking song.
And I have an idea for a comic. It's where this girlfriend is super friggin' faithful to her boy toy. And she never has any other friends. Look, she's living in this cell here, and she's happy. It's a modern day Rapunzel where she never gets rescued.
She cuts her hair off because she doesn't fucking need to escape because she has it all.
That's
she has
how much
the
she
cell.
Loves her master.
She has a master. And that's all she needs.
And I think we color it in with watercolors and I play a little tune to accompany it.
Cross buns.
Cross buns.
Tucker's calling me.
Don't get it. If you like the comic, you won't answer the phone.
So you have to play the recorder, the first song you can learn on the recorder, while you're reading the comic strip?
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a soundtrack that you have to play.
Obviously, he's not very creative.
Hot cross buns.
Start to hum hot cross buns without singing the words.
Recorder is the worst named instrument, right? It sounds like what it are something already exists called the recorder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they didn't have to also name the instrument a recorder.
Yeah, they really nailed it with piccolo and flute.
Those
and
are
clarinet.
All fine. Those are unique and
These
they sound
good.
Nice. Recorder just sounds like a piece of technology. Though I bet the recorder came after the instrument recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, get rid of this jealous loser.
Yeah.
Do,
at the very least, I feel like you have all of the ground to stand on to issue an ultimatum. Just be like, I'm going to do everything I've ever wanted to, hanging out with my gay best friend. You can either be cool with it or you're gone.
Yeah. That is the ultimate matum.
Yeah.
All right. This is another question from another lady. And that lady has a very cool name.
Mikkel Terena.
Ooh, very nice. Michelle Terena writes, longtime listener, first time caller, my BF and I began a long distance relationship. As a substitute for real sex, we've been exchanging some saucy texts, which often include kinky things that we reveal we'd like to try together. The problem is when we get to see each other, for a few days every couple months, and we usually have to spend the first couple sessions just getting back into the groove with basic vanilla sex. So my question is, how do we go about making progress on this sex bucket list of sorts? Thanks for the advice and great meeting you in Portland.
Hey-o!
Love, Michelle Terena.
I don't think you have to have vanilla sex to get back into the groove. I think you could have kinky sex to get back into the groove.
Yeah.
Why do you have to have, like, several vanilla sessions?
I don't know. I guess because my thoughts is because the guy, when having sex for the first time in a few months, just, like, explodes instantly. You can't even make it past regular sex. So that, like, it's almost like an on-ramp into the kinky things.
That's I guess that's fair. But then, like, I think you can make his... If you really love him, you could try to make his premature ejaculation sexy, or at least just make it okay. You know, like do the very, very kinky thing. And if he comes too early, just, you know,
switch it up.
Don't make him feel too bad.
It is funny to have saucy texts, kinky new things, and then they get back together and just have basic vanilla sex as a warm up.
I want to chain you up and I want you to slap me across the face and choke me. And then just like, okay, well, Let's do girl on top for a bit.
Missionary sounds all right for now.
And then, oh, then I'm going to have you every which way. Oh, no.
Oh, and by the way, I like vanilla, so don't fucking call it vanilla sex, because that's the best sex.
You do love vanilla.
And if it's French vanilla, well, I'd like to French that vanilla.
And if it's vanilla bean?
Then I'd like to flick that bean. I'm so sorry for saying that.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't mean it to come out as crass as that did.
Yes, you had to have.
And I would never do that with a vanilla bean. I wouldn't treat it like that.
Oh, but what about a clitoris?
Oh, I would go to town on a vanilla clit. Actually, Vanilla Clit is this new frozen yogurt place that I've been going to.
Sucks as a name.
Yeah. So I guess you can call restaurants anything, but people just don't because it's, you know, pornographic and bad for business.
Yeah.
But the guy that started Vanilla Clit, it's on 6th and San Mateo over here.
The 6th and San Mateo. What an amazing location.
Yeah. So Vanilla Clit, it's like it's a 16 handles type. So you like do it yourself with the, they got the left lever, the right lever, and then you could do a swirl.
Okay, so why is it called Vanilla Clit if if you've already said there's at least two flavors?
Yeah, and the flavors are normal, like chocolate, strawberry, cookies and cream, and stuff like that.
So why clit?
I don't know. I guess it's like we're talking about it, aren't we?
I don't want to.
All right.
I want to stop.
Sure. It's like, do you know the place Egg Slut that makes good egg sandwiches?
Oh, yeah, that's a real one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, they opened Vanilla Clit. how do we go about making progress on the sex bucket list? I don't know. Have sex more than twice when you get together.
Yeah, I think I swear to God, you guys don't. I don't know what the kinky stuff that you're planning on trying is. I guess like if it's, you know, if it's really rough or something, I understand that you don't want to like go right into choking. But if it's, I mean. Just get right into it. Just, or have one really long tantric sex session with a lot of foreplay. So then you're in the groove before you actually fuck.
Oh. So how long would that last? The entire
48
weekend?
Hours.
That makes sense. It's hard to be in the long distance. You have to like cram in all the sex in such a short window. It's not fun. And yet it is fun.
Of course.
Because you're sort of racing against the clock.
That's nice.
It's actually... Reminds me of my pornographic game show that I'm pitching.
What's that?
It's called Racing Against the Cock.
Nice.
So it's a YouTube Red original. It's a YouPorn Red original.
Uh-huh.
So they're starting to get into original content over there.
That's awesome.
And it's this game show that I'm pitching where couples have to basically have sex as many times as possible in 24 hours.
And they're racing against the cock. The clock, and they're trying to like set a new
record,
new record.
Winner gets, let's say, $500 gift certificate to Vanilla Clit or like anywhere else they could think of, like wherever, whatever sponsor we can
Vanilla
get.
Vanilla Clit or Egg Slut.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, I'm trying to pitch something to Spank Bang Originals.
Oh, they're getting into original content.
Yeah, they're getting into original content too.
Yeah, what are they launching?
Well, it's sort of like, it's similar. It's a little bit of a game show, but like, it's called, Sploosh Tube.
What's that?
Sploosh Tube.
So what is that?
It's sort of where like me as the host and any challenger, tries to fill a pint glass with sploosh.
Also,
in a 24-hour period.
It's kind of like Family Double Dare meets What Would You Do meets
the loser does get slimed with it. With the winner's cup.
Got it. So it's
and then you have to chug your own.
And your cup does runneth over.
Runneth over.
Yes.
I, as a host, have never lost.
Okay.
Or so, will never lose.
So what you do is come into a glass so many times that it overflows, and then you pour that cum on
the milky, viscous contents
on the challenger. And then this, what's the website that's gonna air it?
Spank Bang.
And that they bought this idea in the room.
The room.
Really?
In the womb.
Really? So you brought in a pregnant mother of four and pitched it to them.
To the womb.
And they bought it in the
womb. They bought it in the womb.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Series order. It's kind of crazy.
Straight to series. Two episodes.
There was a bidding war between RedTube, UJizz, and Spank Bang. All wanted this.
So how'd you end up at Spank Bang?
They gave me... They all had the same sort of like if-cum deal and like...
The, pun intended. If,
yeah. But Spank Bang just they made a promise to make it a flagship show of theirs. To get
a
all
tent
the necessary
pole.
Yeah, a temple, a marquee show.
That's cool.
And I couldn't get the same promise from RedTube. I thought they could bury it in an underused tab.
Yeah.
Like, or Pornhub community section or something.
Yeah. Isn't Pornhub getting into SVOD, like subscription video on demand content?
Oh, are they?
Yeah. They're starting to charge like $6.99 a month, and then you have like sort of Fart Blanche access to their entire library.
No shit.
I'm actually a co-EP on a couple of programs over there.
Like what?
Yeah. Great question. The Price is Pussy, right? Yeah, Drew Carey is hosting it.
Wait, so like you have
it's
sex
a bunch
products?
It's like a bunch of prostitutes, male and female, and then people bid on how much they cost. And the first one to get it without going over wins a night of passion with that.
That's so fucked up.
So, yeah, it's called
the Price. Because that should be illegal.
Mm-hmm. No,
the
but
price
it's not.
Is pussy?
Yeah. Which,
not the pussy's right.
Okay, all right. Let's count down. I gave you the pitch for notes weeks ago. You said you had none, so let's not. Because the logo is already...
Right.
It's already
But that's
done.
On Pornhub's SVOD, mm-hmm. SVOD?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really neat.
Yeah, and they're launching that late next year.
Late night.
Yeah.
And I'm thirsty.
And I am thirsty. All right, it's time for a break. Let's take a break. Let's come back with more questions and answers from ladies after this.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized mm-hmm. to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test.
I am
certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
And we've returned. We got an email that was just a Jake and Amir fan script instead of question.
Appreciate that.
And I thought it might be fun to read it.
Okay.
This was written by Trent.
Are you going to read these scene descriptions?
Okay. I can read the scene descriptions. All right. This is a fan script written 6 days ago by Trent. Okay. It's called Frisbee.
Okay.
Kind
solid
of
solid name.
Maybe an homage to one of our first episodes, Kite.
I actually watched a couple Jake and Amir videos last night.
Oh, why?
My fiance is out of town, and I was
Say no more.
I was scared of ghosts in my house, so I thought that I would just watch a couple Jake and Amirs to relax. I'm trying to think. There was one funny one that I watched.
Instead, there was a ghost there, and when he saw me watching my old videos, he got so depressed that he left the house.
The saddest part is when you laugh at them.
Yeah.
It was a real I started with YouTube, which I really don't even... even now, I watched it last night, and I don't quite
like watching
remember.
The videos on YouTube?
No, I watched a Jake and Amir called YouTube.
Oh.
And the way I found that was that I Google searched Jake and Amir YouTube.
Right.
So it started with YouTube. Then I moved to Magician, which is a real old one.
That's the one with Sarah.
Yeah, A Kiss from the Magician.
Right.
Then I watched Bread.
Okay.
And then I watched Poster Ideas.
Got it. So this is like an episode you've never seen before, Frisbee.
Yeah.
Let's see how it fares. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Jake and Amir are sitting at their desks in the College Humor office. Maybe it's confusing if I read the scene description because
I don't
also
think we
me.
Need them.
Okay. All right. Ready? Yeah. So it starts wide shot, cut to me. I feel like we never talk anymore. I'm serious, man. You want to know how my weekend went?
You know, I really don't.
Me and my cousin Leron went out to pick up college chicks. You should have seen me. I was throwing out slick lines like, what's your major?
What makes you think that's a slick line?
Or are you a minor? Because if you are, then so am I.
Disgusting. Illegal.
So Leron and I were strolling, trolling, and patrolling the campus green at 8 a.m. on a Tuesday.
I thought you said this was the weekend.
We're tossing around the Frisbee back and forth because girls love jocks. And I see this smokestack, this two-nickel piece, a solid 11 out of 40. And I get so distracted looking at the dame that I let the Frisbee slip and it clocks that Shirley right in the temple. Yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to leave before I get too sad for you.
Wait. I haven't even gotten to the best part. So I borderline concuss the clumsy broad, and this dorm room diva and I think to myself, hey, why not strike while the iron is twat?
Don't say that word in the office or ever.
So I run up to this 8-rupee piece and put the moves on her, and guess what? It works. She's mad at hell at me.
So it didn't work.
Yeah, I got her blood pumping and fist thumping. She's straight up committing battery at this point against me.
How can you possibly think that this went well for you?
A security guard comes across the quad and sees the commotion after 30 seconds of pleading my case. He joins in on the beating of me. So now I'm between a cock and a hard place, screaming to Leron to throw me the goddamn frisbee so I can toss my way to freedom. I see him sprinting away for help, I assume.
Unlikely.
And the next thing I know, I wake up in a back alley at the top of a mound of ripe compost. My cell phone gone. My wallet gone. My goldfish crackers. Not gone, but crushed. But
good.
Guess what? I still got the frisbee. Amir holds up the frisbee and hits Jake in the head. Jake. Ah! I said, catch the dish, you bish. Who?
Love it.
You like it?
I could see us actually using this. A couple notes I have. My main one is that when you hold up the frisbee at the end, it's not a frisbee.
That's good. So I'm wrong in that regard.
And you still throw whatever it is at me and it hits me, but it's like a fish.
That's good. A trout. Like the Seattle fish market style. So I go,
I also got the frisbee. I'm like, why do you think that's a frisbee?
I said, catch the dish, you fish.
There you go.
There we have it. All right. That was fun. That was good.
Now let's email College Humor and ask if we can shoot those.
I feel like there's been a lot of stuff happening that would have made for a good Jake and Amir video.
We came back out of retirement for the Trump thing.
Right. We never made one for Snapchat. That would have been a good one.
Snapchat, fidget spinners.
Oh, yeah. Fidget spinners would have been a big one.
Dabbing. I mean, we'd still be dabbing.
I am dabbing. I'm still dabbing.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anything else to talk about before we go back to questions?
What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know yet. I have to find outdoor furniture.
Very nice.
We waited too long, and now it's September, and people aren't selling it anymore. That's not fair to me.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? All right. Let's answer this one from what's another female street name?
Lafayette.
That's good. Lafayette writes, it all started a few weekends ago at a pool party where I met this awesome guy. We hung out for most of the day, flirting and even kissing a little bit. Later the day, I was talking to my friend about this guy and she told me he had a girlfriend.
Course.
When I confronted him about it, his response was that it was okay because his girlfriend is in Germany, where they're both from. I know that this is an obvious red flag, but seeing as though I was a little drunk and still very into him, I continued to flirt and make up with him for the rest of the party. I think she means make out or make
up. Yeah, make out.
Make out with him for the rest of the party. Flash forward to this past weekend, and I ended up going to Vegas with him and some of our mutual friends. He spent the whole day flirting with me, and later that night, we even left the club together. Once we got back to his hotel, I informed him that there was no way we could have sex because he still had a girlfriend. Very unexpectedly after, I told him this, he told me that he had been thinking about breaking up with his girlfriend for quite a while, and now he is planning on breaking up with her because he likes me so much and we get along so well. Is this for real? I really like him and I definitely want to explore this relationship, but his girlfriend girlfriend and him have been dating for 4 years, and I feel like it's a little crazy that he should leave her for me. We've been sending very flirty text messages back and forth ever since then, and he hasn't mentioned anything about breaking up with her yet. Should I ask him? Should I just let this go and stop pursuing him? Would a guy really leave his girlfriend of 4 years for someone he just met? Help!
She's so confused. You're saying one stuff and being another one. And being another way.
I think she's just like, I'm making out with him, but it's fine because I'm upset about it. Like, right. I get to flirt and make out and leave a club, but like, I feel bad about his girlfriend.
It's so weird to be like, what you're doing is so fucked up, and here's some flirty texts.
And I'm helping.
I don't think you can be like horrified by his behavior and complicit in it at the same time.
Yeah.
Not like he's more in the wrong than you are, but also you're participating willingly. Yeah,
she's the reason. She's teaming up with him against her.
It's funny to imagine, like, if this girl's in Germany and he's a German guy, he could just, like, just leave the room for a minute, come back in and be like, yeah, we had a conversation and now we're broken up.
Yeah,
if sure.
If you're going to lie, we did. If you're going to lie, you can just lie all the way.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to lie about saying you want to break up with her. That
yeah,
you
yeah.
I'm single. It's weird to be so into a guy that has a girlfriend, because best case scenario is that you become the girlfriend and then you know he's the kind of guy that would cheat on you.
Yeah, or because maybe you guys really have something special.
Yeah.
Probably not. But one other interesting was, I think that if you want to be with him, then you shouldn't be like trying to, it almost sounds like she's convincing him to stay with the girlfriend now. She's like, I'm not going to hook up with you if you have a girlfriend. And then he's like, okay, well, I'm going to break up with her. It's like, really? You're going to throw away a 4-year relationship
yeah.
for this?
Every relationship that's been going on for 4 years must be perfect.
Yeah. Like, if he wants to break up with somebody, let him do that. And don't worry about his, it's not like he's just doing it for you. Like,
yeah.
He's probably doing it for many reasons. Maybe you showed him, how little he wants to be in a relationship, that he wants to be single, that he wants to flirt with other people, that he doesn't want to be in a long-distance relationship, and he wants to be able to go to Vegas with people.
Yeah.
That sounds like a reasonable reason to break up with somebody.
Ugh.
But I also think he's not going to do it if you keep on telling him he should, but then still, like, hooking up with him and flirting with him. Now that you've shown him, like, how good it is to be with you, you should completely stop cold turkey and see if that convinces him.
Yeah, it's just such a, like, you know, I should almost be like, just let me know if you're single or not care at all. You can't be, like, caught in this half zone where, like, you're hooking up, you're flirting, you're texting, you're right. saying, are you together, are you not?
Because it's putting a weird feeling on yourself. Like, you have to feel guilty and confused, and you're single. You're allowed to, you're the last thing you're supposed to feel is guilty. Don't worry.
Yeah, it is interesting that oftentimes the girl that doesn't know the girlfriend is the one who has to be like, no, this isn't right. And the guy who's cheating is like, oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
She's in Germany.
Yeah.
Ah.
It doesn't count. Trust me.
Schweizer.
Get in the house. Stop shooting my chopper. Oh, this guy is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No shit.
Yeah, I should have mentioned
that.
And
he cheats on his wives all the time.
So if you're the girl, my advice is to just either go for it and not give a shit about the girlfriend because you're never going to see her and you have some sort of weird moral compass that allows you to enjoy this moment without thinking about her.
I don't like that at all.
Just
inserting myself. Inserting myself real quick. Go ahead.
Or don't. And wait for him to break up with her naturally.
Yeah. My opinion is, you don't have to deal with this shit.
Yeah. Unless he's like, what if he's hot?
He probably is.
Because he's German.
But
and that's how it goes.
That's fine. There's other single Germans out there.
And?
Fuck them.
All right. One more question. This one's a quickie.
All right.
So we'll call her 21st Avenue.
Why 21st Avenue?
Just a sexy name for a sexy girl.
All right.
She writes, on a first date, should the girl at least pretend to offer to pay for / go Dutch on things? Or should you just let the guy go for it and not even say anything? Love 21st Ave.
I think pretend to pay.
To pretend to pay for the whole thing, pretend to pay for splitting.
I still believe in chivalry. Like, I think if I was going on first dates, I would pay. But I definitely believe in at least posturing like you're gonna pay.
Right.
I would almost register it as like annoying if on a dinner date, the person didn't even like pretend like they were willing to split the bill.
Right.
Like not even going for a wallet.
Yeah.
I know you would kind of hate this, like where you, you know, like the unwritten rules of social conduct where the
you
girl's supposed
the
to
place.
Pretend that she wants to pay and then the guy's supposed to be like, no, please. And then she's supposed to be like, oh, thank you.
Right.
But I guess I still subscribe to those to some extent.
I think I at least want the thank you. I've been on some where it's like, it's kind of like annoyingly expected, where it's like to the point where it's like not even a thank you. And that's, I'm like, oh, that's a little annoying.
Yeah, I've never, I don't think I've ever not received a thank you. I would, I mean, when somebody, when I hold the door for someone and they don't say thank you, I'm like tempted to kick them in the back on their way out.
I said thank you. Sorry, it was barely audible.
I missed it. I'm so sorry.
Oh, fuck, you really hit my tailbone square.
I have scoliosis.
Is that why I couldn't hear you? Fuck, I'm sorry. Yeah, I like the at least attempt to pay, even though you shouldn't pay. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to pay, should you attempt to pay?
If you don't want to pay, then don't go on a date.
But the expectation is like the willing guy to pays. Pay.
No, I think we're living in a modern enough era that like the norm is splitting first date. Also, you know, I think that the amount of first dates now, given like the new dating culture and the app system and the I want it now world that we live in, where like people have several Tinder dates a week,
instant gratification.
Yeah, I think that people are going on so many first dates that it'll break your bank if you don't split. So yeah. I think that there are definitely people out there that expect to split, and I think that everybody should go into a date with the expectation of splitting. And if somebody insists, even once, let me get this, I think that the nice thing to do always is to graciously accept.
Do you think the guy should insist, or that's based on his current economic situation?
Yeah, that's based on his current economic situation and how much he likes somebody. Because I do think the old rules die hard. I think that if you really like somebody and she offers to pay and you take her up on it, like, you risk the chance that she'll be like, wow, what a cheapskate.
Right.
So if you don't like somebody, if you don't think you're going to go on a second date and they offer to pay, I would definitely be tempted. I probably care too much about my reputation writ large
to do anything. That's
yeah, like
not...
I wouldn't want it affecting my Lulu score.
So in your situation, you offer to pay, you want the girl to offer, and you decline, and
every
you
time.
Get a thank you.
And I would always pay, right. And I would expect that.
What's another acceptable outcome?
In the future, when I wrong her in some way, she'll remember, like, at least he was always chivalrous and paid for stuff.
Right.
He was not a gentleman in that he didn't return my calls and slept with other people.
Of course.
But cash-wise...
It was fine.
He was the man.
Overall, 3 stars. What's another acceptable situation? Do you think as a man, offer to pay, girl offers to pay, and I accept? Is that fine?
Yeah. I think that... The social rule, for me anyway, is anybody insisting twice, you back down. Like, you don't, it's not good or normal for you to be like, let me pay. And they're like, no, let me. Like, no, I insist. Like, no, I'm going to pay. And then you're like, no, you're not.
You ever grab a check?
I can pay for my, like, you don't want to get into an actual argument over
this.
Yeah. Like, if there's like flirty ways to do it where like you put your card down and she puts her card down and you like hand it to the bartender and she's like, oh, I want it, you know.
That's
but
cool.
You got to read the room there.
Yeah.
I also think if you go to a bar and you pay for the first round or the first 2 rounds and you go to the next bar, the acceptable thing is for her to say, let me buy this one, and for you to graciously allow that.
What do you think about this as a dude? So basically you have a dummy credit card, right? And
yeah.
it says text on the card that goes, this is a dummy card. Come back and say, all right, I was able to split the bill on both cards, but charge everything on the other card. So it looks like a credit card, but it's sort of a secret note to the waiter/bartender.
Right. So you tell the girl,
let's go Dutch.
We're splitting this.
Yeah.
And then,
it's 2017 after all, baby, or honey, or whatever.
That's what the back of your card says.
Yeah. She goes to swipe, and it says, please don't rat me out. On the card, please don't rat me out. This is a dummy card.
I guess.
It won't be able to swipe.
You have to charge the whole thing. She'll see. I think it's a bad idea, both in principle and in execution.
Interest. Yeah,
like
it's
immoral, mm-hmm. and it's impractical.
Right,
it's evil and bad, and it won't work.
Yeah, and
so like
it
it's
puts
so
the,
useless.
It puts the It puts the waiter in a difficult position, right?
Right.
It puts everybody in a bad position. Because it'll be like, please, please,
please. And yeah. You won't, I would venture to guess you would never, ever get away with it. So it sort of outs you as a spineless coward.
I haven't told you the worst part.
A miserly spendthrift.
Yeah, the worst part yet.
Mm-hmm.
The card cost close to $10,000.
You're a moron.
Yeah, I get that. All right.
I get that from time to time.
To each her own. All right. Thanks for emailing in. If you have your own questions or theme songs, send them all to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song, remember, was Emily and Anthony, the Bieber parody.
I loved that song.
This one is from Sam and the Boys. Another great song with some great voices. We'll be back maybe on a Thursday this week.
Ayo!
No spoilers. But keep your eyes peeled on that feed. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon. Ta-da. Good night. Goodbye.
Zach's trying to sabotage me.
Yo, can you turn
sabotaging me right now.
All right, check. All right, here we go. All right, this is going to be great. It's going to be fine. I'm not flat. You're flat. Here we go.
All right, here we go. I got a sticky situation in need of information. So I ask these two Caucasians out of desperation. My mother likes my best friend. I've got a yeast infection plus a festering erection. And I need a life inspection. These two Jews, if I were you, what would you do? Y'all do you.
Why'd you move the lyrics from me, Sam? I had it, but that was good. No, that was good. Ah!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.